This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A woman that was suffering from an ailment, and today we know that this is called leprosy. So she had certain issues with her. And the people around the community, they knew about her. One day she came to the Prophet ﷺ and she said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that Allah heals me. Make dua that Allah gives me shifa. Now I'm not saying you shouldn't. You should make dua when you're going through a struggle. If you have a disability and you ask Allah, give you strength, give you shifa. This is also part of the sunnah. But listen to the words of the Prophet ﷺ. He tells this woman, if you would like, I will fulfill your request. I will make dua for you. But if you want, and you are patient with your struggle, then for you is Jannah. For you is Jannah. And this happened several times. You probably heard me say in the past, watch out when you meet somebody with a disability. Why? Because those are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you to say salam, to put you to meet, to interact. And those could be people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed Jannah for them. Because why? Because of their disability. Because they still smile. They still interact. They still work with us. They still volunteer. They're still involved. They're still like all of us. Along with their disabilities. That's what you call patience. Another example. A blind man came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and did the same thing that the woman did. Asked, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me, that Allah heals me. If you want, I will fulfill your request. But if you are patient, Jannah is yours. And the hadith continues that on the day of judgment, there will be a group of people that will see those who had disabilities, how they are honored and blessed and given gifts from Allah, no one else will have. And the people, when they see them being honored, will say to themselves, how I wish I could return back to this world and Allah takes the skin off my body and let me suffer with that so I can be patient. So I can exercise patience and have the same honor they're having.